Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Wealth Management. It is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News. Elon Musk calls it just a scratch. But to the people who saw and heard the fireball in Texas from an exploding SpaceX rocket, some worry about the environment. Jim Chapman of Friends of the Wildlife Corridor tells ABC station KGRV.
I'm very fearful for what the impacts on that surrounding refuge land was.
The SpaceX site is surrounded by a wildlife refuge. The Grammy-winning singer Chris Brown just pleaded not guilty in London in the serious beating of a music producer who was bashed with a bottle in a nightclub in 2023. Brown allegedly launched an unprovoked attack on the producer, an attack caught on surveillance camera and in front of a club full of people. He is currently touring the UK, as a matter of fact, playing this weekend in London, then Ireland, Scotland, France, Portugal. His tour comes to North America next month. I'm Wayne Cabot. ABC News.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. the only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes past seven. We'll check forecast details in just a little bit here on this Friday morning. Really red hot forecast for the next couple of days and some possible dangerous heat. So details in a moment.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 83 today, periods of rain and thunderstorms and some sun later on. 71 tonight, Saturday and Sunday, 95. And overnight lows around 75 for the next couple of nights. A heat advisory, the heat will build in noon Saturday through 9 p.m. Sunday in our immediate area. Some areas it may extend until Monday morning for heat indices, which could reach near 105 during the afternoons and hold near 80 at night. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. We have received 7/100ths of an inch of rain this morning in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and we're at 62 degrees.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke down boots. Wanted her a real cowboy. It was a phase she was going through. Not 1 week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best home brew.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO, and She Couldn't Change Me. Well, the Richland Resilience Group Prairie Work Day at Frank's Hill, scheduled for today, has been postponed because of rain. So that's not going to happen today, the work day at Frank's Hill that was slated for today. Be aware of that. And also tonight's Strawberry Social at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. That event will not be held. It's hot in the kitchen, but Hank will be in a little bit later. And also, birthdays and anniversaries still to go on a Friday.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in. Baby, I hear she's saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knock. Drag outs crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. And feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light. Mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard.
hoping that you love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, said my name. Girl, you were so original, I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for an up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out,
Chris Young on WRCO. Many, many things to celebrate today, including Take Your Dog to Work Day. Wow, okay. And it's also Ugliest Dog Day. Well, if Squirt were still with us, he would have always been in the running for that, I'm guessing. And the scary thing is they say that your dog and you start to look alike sometimes. So it could be. Put glasses on, Squirt probably would have been a dead giveaway that we were twins. Today, American Family Eagle Day. It's also Cuckoo Warning Day and National Daylight Appreciation Day. Of course, summer officially rolls in tonight, and that's just after 9 o'clock tonight, actually, when it officially rolls in. It's National Ice Cream Soda Day today and National Smoothie Day. How about National Vanilla Milkshake Day today? Those are the best. I've always said that. I would go to 31 flavors and get vanilla many times when I was young. So anyway, that's a look at a few things to celebrate today.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh, no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center.
where your family always comes first.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month. Good time to take a stake in what's filling your dinner plate. Men need essential nutrients like minerals, vitamins, proteins, and fats, and the best source for those is the food you eat, not the pills or supplements you consume. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends a diet that adds fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Eat for your health.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How did everything go yesterday? I missed you.
In the afternoon? Oh, in the afternoon, yeah.
I don't know where you went. You're probably out playing.
Went well, as far as I know.
Well, did you get any mow done?
No.
No.
No. No. Worked on a few things. We worked on, we will, of course, have a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Auction
on the radio.
On the radio again this year. So we had a meeting about that last night.
Right.
Getting some of that in line.
And yeah.
If anybody has any ideas, contact Grace. You know, if you have something they'd like to donate.
Something to donate for the radio. Yep. That'd be awesome. Yeah. You think like 4 hours of work for me and you would suffice to anybody?
Maybe you. I don't know about me. I'm not much good right now, but I could do play-by-play of somebody working, though.
That would be funny.
Sure. Looks like he's got the dirt shovel now, and he's filling in the hole.
And he's going to have to undo it now. The owner's not happy.
Oh, he hit a rock with that post hole digger.
Yeah, man. Yep, give me some water.
Speaking of which, we're going to have to drink some water this weekend.
Yes, you better start drinking now if you're going to be outside.
Right.
Yeah, hydrate early and often. I'm going to be outside this weekend.
Yeah, you have a few games to umpire.
Yes.
They don't usually cancel those because of heat, do they?
No, not the American Legion ones, no.
Mm-hmm. Hometown either.
Oh, no. Yeah, so tomorrow I have 6 games, and Sunday I have 2.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Is it, though?
Well, it keeps you out of mischief.
I may not even be here Monday.
Well, we'll hope so.
What?
Keeps you, you know, if you're...
You hope so I'm not here, or...
We'll hope that you will be here.
Because I may be down to nothing, Phil.
Yeah, you'll just be skin and bones. We won't even recognize you.
And you know what? I quit soda pop, well, at home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've lost 9 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
You quit that at 2:30 this morning, then, or
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
But
okay.
right before my meal.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing to give up.
Yeah, so. It's tough. Mm-hmm. But I've replaced it with coffee at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. You went from cold to hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but I was just drinking way too much of it, and it's just, you know, I look like a stuffed bear.
Well, you know, time to come to terms with it, you know.
I'm trying.
But it is National Vanilla Milkshake Day, so.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about them getting knocked out. I just said.
If you melt out of the diamond, it'll look like a milkshake.
It's just a big old blob. Where's Hank?
What's that white puddle out there?
Oh, that's Hank. He'll come too when it's get cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't step on him.
Right.
But anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Oh, no, just that and this little this and that. Maybe a little bit of grass mowing. But we have a play tonight. My great-niece.
Oh, yeah.
My great-niece is in a play in Westby, so probably try to see that.
And, yeah. You see and what June else will be on your way?
Yeah.
You're going to stop at Kickapoo Creekside and grab a bite to eat?
If we get out of here in enough time. Yeah.
Well, that means no.
Maybe. So. That's good food.
But you can always get a loaded tot to go.
Okay, do that too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, June, can you hold these while you drive?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of food, what do you have this week?
Well, today is it's Hank's 2:30 a.m. Possum Piani or Piani Surprise.
Possum?
Yeah, Possum Piani Surprise. Yeah.
Piani Surprise.
Yeah, whatever it is. Don't try this at home or do. We're not going to judge you if you do this. So, all right, here you go. Are you ready?
All right.
Here's your ingredients, Phil. One can of generic brand chili. Preferably dented. It's cheaper that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get a good deal. Yeah. Or expired.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And you can have beans or no beans in it. It's up to you.
I don't like beans in it.
Oh, really?
No.
Four slices of bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any combination, white, stale, suspiciously damp, maybe a little moldy. Up to you.
Well, that's good for penicillin.
Yes. Yeah. One leftover hot dog or meat stick from a gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
You can probably get those cheap if you get there at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to
right before the dumpster.
Yeah, before they throw
them out. Do you mind if I look in that bag?
Right, exactly. Yeah. They're a little rubbery sometimes.
Two slices of Velveeta, still in the plastic, preferably.
Oh.
You know, it's tough to have good cheese if it's not in the plastic.
Huh. Yeah. Well, there'd be some people that would argue that that's cheese or not cheese.
Yeah, I agree with you. But remember, single guy.
Yeah, that's 2:30
true. 2:30 at home. You're lucky to have any plastic in your refrigerator.
Do you take the plastic off before you put it in your food? Okay.
A splash of expired ranch dressing, because everybody has expired ranch dressing in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A handful of crumbled pork rinds for texture.
Really?
Yes.
You like those crumbled chips,
I
don't
do.
You?
Yep.
Right.
And then half a Mountain Dew.
Half a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
You're
in
cutting down.
One iron, yes, like for shirts, or two heated license plates. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
so
okay.
All right.
What's that for?
All right, you'll see.
Okay.
All right. Directions: stumbled in the kitchen after a quick nap, then started during a Clint Eastwood movie, and ended up when your dog barked at a squirrel in its dreams. And this is how it's all started. And that's true. My dog Clemmy will bark at anything in her dreams.
Oh wow!
Slapped two slices of bread down on the ironing board, yelling, "We cooking fancy tonight, you know?" And the dogs are just sitting there wagging their tail. And
hoping you drop something.
Yes. On one slice, layer chili hot dog chunks, Velveeta, and ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Sprinkle with pork rinds for gourmet crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Top it off with the other slice like you mean it.
Oh.
Okay? Now, here comes the science. Plug in the clothes iron, smash it down on top of the sandwich, and hold it while muttering something about how your ex never believed in your dreams. Alternative, heat two license plate over a bonfire and use like a piano press. Totally safe. Hey, that works.
Does it?
Over a campfire? Heck yes.
I would think you might get a little bit of paint.
No, you use the backside.
Well, I know, but...
it's good.
It's good?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
After the paint's gone, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
When the Velveeta is bubbling, you can smell progress.
Ah.
It's done. Wash it all down, okay, with a flat half a can of Mountain Dew you found on the porch railing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Make sure there's no bees in there.
Yeah. Yeah, but and they would be.
Yeah.
Serve with a side of instant mashed potatoes stirred with a screwdriver handle.
Oh.
All right. I made it at 2:30, ate it at 2:33, and deeply regretted it by 2:37.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I'd do it again. That's the power of melted cheese and poor decisions.
So where's the possum come in?
It's just called a possum.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies, they evidently ate possum.
You think they did?
Well, they're always talking about possum gravy and possum grits. Yeah. Gopher gravy and possum grits or something like that. I don't remember. But,
grits, I'm not a grit fan.
No.
So I'm not a grit fan. So from the desk of Hank today, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the word, but here's from the desk.
The desk.
Why is it called fast food, Phil, when you still have to wait in the drive-thru for 12 minutes behind a guy who just ordered 63 tacos? Am I wrong?
No.
We've both been there.
Yeah, we you know, and the thing of it is, these apps makes me so mad. I'm thinking,
oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, there's nobody here. Oh, right. I got in here at a good time, and they're making like 15 sandwiches.
Oh, can you pull up to wait number 6, though?
Wait a minute.
You don't even have a number 6.
I'm the only one here.
I know.
I don't care. Those people aren't here.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, well. So, what do you do, Hank?
The word of the day.
What are the word of the day?
Is pitcher.
Pitcher.
Pitcher. It's a verb.
All right.
All right. To have pride loose using appendage or tool. That's a pitcher.
A pitcher.
Yeah. Right in front of the whole class, you picked your nose.
Pitcher.
Pitcher.
Pitcher. Yuck. Oh, boy. You speak from experience, it sounds like.
I'm not going to say anything after this point. But, so, yeah.
You can pick your friends.
You
pick your
friends. You can't pick your friend, but you can sure pitch your nose.
Yeah, it's a pitcher. Oh, pitcher. Boy. Well.
Right in front of the meeting, Phil, you just stop there and pitch your nose.
Thank you, Hank. Well, you know, as always, we didn't learn much from you today, but it's been entertaining. So, thank you very much.
And if you want to try that recipe, it should be up online by now.
So. Really? Okay.
I'm just saying. Or you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to WRCO and we'll mail you one.
Oh, there you go.
You remember those commercials?
Absolutely, yeah.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yep. Mail before midnight tonight. Get an added bonus. Right. They had a lot of those late night. But wait, there's more.
If you send us another one.
Yeah.
For only $9.99 more, you get this.
Yeah.
And for $8 more, you can double your order.
Right.
Yeah, that's a...
Boy, that's true.
That's tough to do.
That hurts your credit rating, you know, when you don't follow through with your, you know. So I used to get those deals where, you know, buy 13 records for only one penny. And then, you know, but you have to buy a whole bunch at regular club prices. Mm-hmm. And they were all like $20 overpriced. Yeah.
Plus, maybe.
Yeah. And then the other thing is you had to send in a card to tell them you didn't want the selection of the month. And if you didn't send the card in time, you'd get the selection of the month. And it was usually like, you know, Liberace, you know, plays the hits of the 70s or something. It was something I didn't want.
Right. Yeah. Civil War band of the 1860s. Uh-huh. Something like
that. Well, that wouldn't have been so bad.
Hey, you found an album the other day. Real quick. Tell me about that album.
Oh, it's one I've had for a long time. I was just, you know, it's with the collection I have. Sometimes I dig through things like, I don't remember that I have this, but it's Hogan's Heroes cast. So the cast of Hogan's Heroes are singing songs of World War II.
Yeah, I bet it's a good album. I don't think you have it anymore.
It's interesting. Oh, maybe you took it. But yeah, it's got the Hogan's Heroes cast in the front. They're singing Larry Hovis, and I can't think of, I don't think Richard Dawson sings, but a few of the cast members.
It's pretty cool.
Songs of the 40s.
And I love Hogan's Heroes, too.
Yeah.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, have a great weekend and be kind.
You bet, buddy.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Some notes on this day in history. In 1782, the Continental Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States, featuring the emblem of the bald eagle. A jury in New Bedford, Massachusetts, found Lizzie Borden not guilty of the murders of her father and stepmother in 1893. Some other iconic moments. 1967, June 20th, boxer Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing the draft. Coming up, our birthday and anniversary salute sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today. First of all, on the 20th of June, please say happy birthday to Grace Shear and Patty Pulvermacher from Bob and Heidi Shear. Also, this weekend, we salute Deanna Nitka, a.k.a. Dee Dee, who has a birthday. That's all it says. Doesn't mention her age. Have a great day today. Ann Wilson from your wingmates from RCPS. And Ann Wilson, we want to wish you a wonderful birthday and have a great day from Jim, Donna, Jenny, Brandon, Sam, and Laura. Cheers to you and to Ann Wilson from Mom. To David Summer from Megan, Ryan, Hayden, and Maverick. Have a great day. Patty Pulvermacher, happy 90th. We all love you from Ed, Colleen, Mike, Meg, and Amanda. Happy birthday wishes on the 20th to Bonnie Arbogast and to Aaron Joyce. Have a great day today from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Bonnie Arbogast, from all of your family. We love you and have a great day. To Mackenzie Ray Wall and Frankie Brown from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings today to Aaron Joyce and Ann Wilson from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary, Dale and Rachel Schultz. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Ruby Hall, Tyler Ostrander, and Andy Tisdale. Happy anniversary, Wendy and John Kinney, Steve and Brendan Nelson, and Nick and March Schweitzer. RC Lions today with wishes for Angela Baru and Patty Pulvermacher. Happy anniversary, Dale and Rachel Schultz. And a happy anniversary, Casey and Amanda Williamson. Wedding anniversary wishes. It's time to celebrate. Lots of love from Mom.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Wells Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Wells Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver, the one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Joanna, is the news coming up in just a little bit here today. We're at 63 degrees, 7/100ths of an inch of rain fell early this morning.
I want to share your life. Every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know. When you need someone, that's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on.
Special couples today, Charlie Pride on FM 100.9. Regular features come up. The news, we'll have sports next hour. And our old buddy Mike Clemens, who follows all of the state sports, he'll be in with us to talk about some of the things going on as well in sports and in the NBA Finals. Indiana pushes a seventh game. How about that? We'll have more about that later on. Have a great day, everyone.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 64 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A heat advisory is in effect from noon Saturday through 9 o'clock Sunday night in Vernon, Richland, Crawford, Grant counties, and noon Saturday through 7 o'clock Monday in Iowa and Sauk counties. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons and hold near 80 at night. Drink extra water, stay in the shade and air conditioning, and check on your neighbors. Periods of rain and thunderstorms through late this morning. Some sun later, warm and humid, a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid, with a low of 71. In Richland Center, it is 64 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Summer will make a dramatic entrance in the U.S. this week with a heat dome that will bring stifling heat and uncomfortable humidity to millions. The heat will particularly worrisome this weekend across wide stretches of Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where forecasters are warning of extreme temperature impacts. This will be the first stretch of true summertime weather for many from Midwest to the East Coast, according to meteorologist Tom Kynes of AccuWeather. The soupy conditions will stretch into next week, and the humid conditions will make it feel extra toasty. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to delay the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Johnson is going against fellow Republicans on the budget vote and released a report showing the House-passed budget reconciliation bill would put the U.S. into a massive deficit of $24 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson is also pushing back against President Trump's claims that Republicans who oppose the budget would be finished in politics. Johnson says he'd be happy to be done if it stopped the bill, and that trying to rush it to the Senate floor for a vote before the July 4th recess could stop any vote at all. The Wisconsin State Assembly passes legislation known as Braden's Law to strengthen penalties for people found guilty of sextortion. Mosinee Republican Representative Brent Jacobson co-authors the bill and says the legislature had the opportunity to respond to the despicable people doing this to Wisconsin children and send a clear message that they need to stay away from the children in Wisconsin. The bill, which now goes to the state Senate, is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after falling victim to a sextortion scheme. Under the bill, perpetrators could be charged with felony murder if a victim commits suicide. At the Capitol, legislative leaders are taking a cautious approach to increase in security following the assassination of Minnesota lawmaker. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
The thing that's most scary is this didn't occur in a Capitol. It occurred at someone's home. So the idea of trying to make the Capitol into a fortress, I don't know if that necessarily would even have ever done anything in this situation.
Voss said Assembly lawmakers will discuss security issues, something echoed by Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're not going to comment at this point on specific security measures, but are open to longer-term conversations to ensure that everyone feels safe.
The Capitol building has 12 public entrances on two levels. Following the 2011 Act 10 protests, public access was briefly limited with metal detectors placed at a pair of ground floor entrances. While Wisconsin's tourism industry posted another record-breaking year in 2024, several counties in southwest Wisconsin experienced a slight decline, largely due to unfavorable weather, according to local leaders. Statewide tourism's total economic impact grew from $25 billion in 2023 to $25.8 billion in 2024, marking the third consecutive year of growth. In contrast, Grant County saw its tourism revenue fall by approximately 2.8% from $112 million to $109 million. Lafayette and Iowa counties each reported modest declines of 0.7%, with tourism impacts totaling around $29 million and $77 million, respectively. Crawford County was the exception in the region, recording a small increase of 0.3% to reach $73 million. Officials remain optimistic and point to ongoing efforts to strengthen local attractions and visitor experiences in the year ahead. Details of a twisted tale of revenge unveiled as a woman tied to hazmat probes in Madison this week appeared in court. Prosecutors accused 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker of helping her boyfriend, 43-year-old Paul Van Dyne, in his plot to poison his former love interest with cyanide. Whitaker was charged in Dane County Court Wednesday with harboring and aiding a felon. One of the victims had to be hospitalized after drinking the tainted water. During the hazmat operations at three different Madison locations, seven state agents had to be hospitalized due to exposure to chemicals. Van Dyne is scheduled to be in Dane County Court today on attempted murder and stalking charges. Whitaker's bond was set at $750,000, and an assistant Dane County DA made it clear in court Wednesday that she is likely to face additional, more serious charges. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates Invasive Species Awareness Weekend this Saturday and Sunday. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that can harm the economy, environment, and human health. Invasive species impact our parks and natural areas, affecting wildlife habitat and making it difficult to enjoy nature. Two community events will be held in Grant County Saturday. The first will be held from 10 to noon in Platteville, where volunteers will help remove invasive honeysuckle and burdock along the David Canney Round Tree Branch Trail. Participants are asked to meet at the corner of East Mineral Street and Valley Road. All necessary tools, including shovels, will be provided. Please note the event will be canceled in the event of inclement weather. Then from 1:30 to 2:30, a park naturalist will lead an invasive plant identification hike at Wyalusing State Park near Bagley. The hike will explore the impact of invasive species on native ecosystems, offer management tips, and even share foraging and culinary ideas for select plants. Attendees should meet at the observatory parking lot. Both events are free and open to the public.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Friday, June 20th. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Casanova, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Casanova. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held today from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Dolores Lori Grell, 88 of Gotham, died Monday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Dolores Lori Grell, 88 of Gotham. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Waseca Cemetery. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly June 12th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the East Side Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two American aircraft carriers will join a third already in the Mideast in what could be a buildup for a wider war, or could dissuade Israel and Iran from continuing their war.
Essentially, you're having now a really large military presence. Remember, there's already 40,000 U.S. military personnel in the Middle East. And by adding two aircraft carriers, that's another 10,000 more.
ABC's Louis Martinez, who covers the Pentagon here on the ABC podcast